you know, in many communities and in our Muslim societies as well, you'll find that in the olden days, whenever a young man saw an elderly person in a marketplace, wherever you saw an elderly person, the young ones, whether you knew an elderly person or you never knew them, but you'd find that the youngsters were always the first to give the salam. But today in many communities, you'll find that an elderly person walks past, the children continue engaging in whatever they were doing. You know, that adab and respect doesn't exist in many communities.
In fact, we only have to go back, I think, maybe 15, 20 years, 20 years maximum. Mm-hmm. We would see the adab and respect of children towards elders. It's amazing. You know, in my days, I still remember that we were young. If my father walked into the room. We had to stand up.
Yes.
And when we entered the home, if you have to make the salam. And just, I'm just talking 15, 20 years.
Not, maybe not to go so back.
Yes, you have to make the salam. And amazingly, even if you walk on the street, you know, you have such a respect for the elders. Even you just see a Muslim on the street and he's an elder person, you start to, you know, to stand up, to stand straight position.
Yeah.
Uncle, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, uncle? Are you fine? People used to be, keep the gaze lowered.
Yeah.
Nana is coming in, Dada is coming in, Kala is coming in, Chachu is coming in. Whoever is just coming to the house, people always start, you know, moving around. People show the respect. And they will come from that part of the room to ensure that they come to meet the guest.
Yeah.
Each one will come, the brothers will come, they meet the uncle.
They kiss the hands, yeah.
It's amazing stuff that used to happen just about 15, 20 years ago, but things have changed drastically. Really
also,
changed drastically.
Haji Abdul Habib, and in many communities in our current times, you'll find that we only greet the people that we know.
Yeah. Not only the knowing person, but sometimes the caliber. People saying that he's in by my caliber. You know your servant also. You know your driver also. But people don't even making salam with the driver or servant or khadim. What is the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to say salam to everybody? Like if we announce today, it's not in our hand, but just for the understanding, that anybody makes salam first, even know or don't know anybody, he will get $100. $100.
Announcement is made.
So I think nobody come house. They always go on the streets.
Yes,
and you know, Sahaba-i-Kiram and Auliyah-i-Kiram always visit the bazaars and the streets because to making salam more and more because he's getting rewards. So actually nowadays nobody have a mind to get good deeds. 100 mercies to both of personalities which are making salam with each other and 90 for the first one. And look, Rasulullah ﷺ said the summary of hadith, if two Muslim meet together, make salam and recite durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before depart, Allah Ta'ala forgive the sins. So look at, within a seconds, we get how much rewards. But unfortunately, we just making salam to the people we knows. We don't know, we don't make salam.
We don't make salam.
So even if we want to spread love, agar muhabbat phailana chahte hain, we have to give salam to everybody. And inshallah, salam is the way to spread love in our society.
Subhanallah, there is a beautiful hadith of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereby he states that, أَوَلَا أَضُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَبَّبْتُمْ. Should I not inform you of an act that if you practice upon this act, you shall see that love among each other. And our blessed Aqa continued to say that, Ashfu salam bainakum, meaning spread salam among each other. And it's a reality, Haji Abdul Habib said, that in many communities today, at times even in homes, you'll find that love doesn't exist anymore.
You know, one thing exists, salam is exist in masajid. Unfortunately, the people not going in masajid. If we go in masjid 5 times a day for jamaat, after jamaat, even in, you know, sometime in Western world, I seen very amazing scenes, very beautiful style to meet in masajid. Even don't have in Pakistan. Mean everybody meet to everybody. Like, I think in South Africa also, in UK, I see that. With Imam, the first person meet and sit together and everybody come
to line.
If everybody make, you know, every Muslim go to the masjid and make 5 times prayers, he get the, you know, habit of salam. Unfortunately, people go far from masajid. And, you know,
Jamaat has its own specialty in any case.
Yeah.
Jamaat in namaz and also
namaz, Jamaat and one more beautiful
Double
sunnah.
Yes.
Yeah, mashallah.
I think another thing, you know, that maybe people have drifted away from is understanding the wording of salam. Maybe if we can go back to the basics and understand what we're actually saying.
Mm.
You know, that, because nowadays you'll find even around among the youngsters, salam, you know, as, you know, Haji Abdul Habib Sahib, you said that, you know, Bapajan, he teaches the method of making salam. Yeah. Now we have these styles of, you know, salam and that's it. You know,
Salam, exactly. Salam is not good.
You understand?
Word.
Yeah. We misunderstand the meaning of that word. Whereby salam, where is this word drifted from?
Allah.
One of the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Allah.
Now, if we can understand that, you know, there are some, you know, meanings that are given, literal meaning for this word, that it is a word of harmlessness.
Mm.
It means if you give salam, if you greet a person, you are actually telling that person you are safe with me. You know, I'm making dua for you. You know, the mercy must be with you. You are safe. You are health. You are wealth. You are everything.
Everything is
safe with me. Now, if we can understand that, and you know, people can start, you know, we can start learning that, is where we will have that better environment in our community, and we'll start spreading the salam more.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. Wa rahmatullah, Allah's mercy be upon you. Wa barakatuh, Allah's blessing be upon you.
Subhanallah.
This is, it's such a beautiful dua.